You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed Honora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. One of baseball's greatest pitchers has established one of baseball's greatest initiatives, honoring our military personnel. His Wins for Warriors Foundation works to empower military veterans and connect them with the appropriate organizations for the help they need back home. As part of a national campaign, he's trying to raise awareness of the poppy flower as a remembrance of those who have died in service to our country. Here to talk about this extraordinary initiative is Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander. Thank you so much for your time. What gave you the idea to start this back in 2011?
You know, it really started when I was a lot younger. The Tigers, every home game, they have a veteran deliver the game ball to the mound, and you know, we always took a time to appreciate them, and I always tried to go out of my way to come up and thank him or her for their service and what they've done for our country. And you know, in this game, you know, I'm not naive to think I've been pretty fortunate and was put in a situation where I was able to give back, and that's kind of where it all started from. I started hosting veterans in my suite at Comerica Park, veterans and their families, which I thought was important because one of the biggest problems with these men and women coming home is their reintegration into society and with their families. So having them and their families in my suite is where it started, and then that turned into something I wanted to do bigger. Which turned into Wins for Warriors, which is the foundation I started and donated $1 million to. And, you know, really through that process, you know, you talk about connecting these men and women to the help that they need. And as crazy as it sounds, there's so many veteran organizations out there, but it's really hard for these men and women to find what's right for them. And sometimes when they come home, they're inundated with all of this information and it's too much and overwhelming. So to be able to streamline that process, I think, was something that we really keyed in on that could really help. So that's where we started and that's where we are now.
You watch Hacksaw Ridge, you watch American Sniper, you see the scenes and they're just movies, and it's unimaginable what these guys and women go through.
Yeah, and you know, it's their life. I mean, we watch it here at home and think that's sensationalized or crazy, and you know, to them when they're there, it's just part of everyday life. If you know, and you know, my first cousin has served many tours over in Afghanistan, and some of his stories are just really crazy. He showed me some videos of some stuff that, you know, he's proud of, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is terrifying. And you know, they're raised to be so strong, and you know, it's just part of what they are and who they are. And then you come home and you don't have that anymore, and it's tough. And I think society is doing a better job of understanding. I think it was kind of a faux pas topic for a long time, and it still probably is, because it's not a, you know, PTSD in and of itself isn't a scene injury. You know, you're not missing a limb, you're not missing a leg, but it's still extremely serious. And you know, obviously these men and women go through a very hard time transitioning back into society, and I think us as people watching the movies that you talk about, if you even can put yourself somewhat in that place, I think you can understand the difficulty.
I read in preparing for our interview that both your grandfathers were members of the military?
Yes, they were. You know, I do have some family that had served over generations, but that's not the reason I started this. You know, I think that would be the easy answer to say, but in all honesty, the easy answer isn't the right answer. The right answer is that I'm here playing America's pastime in the greatest country in the world, and I know wholeheartedly I wouldn't be here playing this game if it weren't for these men and women protecting our freedoms back here at home. So I'm in a position to be able to give back, and I wanted to do so, to say thank you and give my appreciation.
The connection with the poppy in the military goes back generations.
Yes. You know, Wins for Warriors, we partnered with USAA, and when I was first approached about this, I thought it was obviously an ideal partnership, and you know, just spreading the word of remembrance and wearing the poppy. And I actually wore it. I wasn't pitching that day, but I wore it on my uniform, and actually had a few teammates wear it on the field when they
That's
were playing.
Great.
Yeah. So I, you know, it's just about remembrance and not forgetting that these men and women have given the ultimate sacrifice for us, and don't take it for granted.
You had a great quote. You said, quote, "We don't mourn the deaths. We celebrate their lives. We honor their service. We remember these heroes and their sacrifice by wearing the poppy flower, because we all know somebody who has served and others who made the ultimate sacrifice."
Absolutely. I mean, I think it says everything you need to know in the quote. I think it's a powerful message, and it's easy to forget sometimes what we have here in America, and it's important to remember the sacrifices others have made for us.
Fred Wilpon, the owner of the Mets, I understand was the moving force behind baseball honoring veterans at every game. I was in Minnesota a couple years ago for my prostate cancer charity, and I heard from Ron Gardenhire, then the manager, that they have two veterans who pull the flag up during the national anthem. What wonderful gestures those are.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've actually had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Wilpon on the phone, discussing our initiatives and ways that we can help, or I could help, and some of the problems that exist in society today. It was a very enlightening conversation, and he's been doing this and spreading the word for a long time, and he's been amazing at it. But you know, the shows of support on field, I think, are very special. You know, for the reasons I talked about, this is America's pastime. I mean, what a better way to stand up and show your support than have a veteran or military member be present and a part of this game.
You brought up a point a moment ago that I want to talk about, because I'm much older than you. There was a time when it wasn't like this. There was a time during Vietnam where, for some reason, it was a shameful period in which our veterans were ignored. They were insulted for the war in Vietnam as if it was their fault. We lost 56,000 men in Vietnam, and these men and women came home, and we derided them and we insulted them, and it was horrible. And how wonderful it is to see that we're 180 degrees away from that.
Yeah, you know, I think that was a tough time, obviously, in our society. Yeah, I do appreciate every member of the military, and you know, I am appreciative and helping spread the word. So hopefully I'm a part of this, that people are more aware of some of the difficulties in coming home, and some of the hardships that these people have, and dealing with it is a important part of our society, not just their society.
Justin Verlander on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. You have hosted more than 4,000 family members of veterans over the years to help them receive this mental health support, both in Detroit, but also back home in your native Virginia.
I actually didn't know the number. That's pretty cool to hear. I want this charity to be a veterans charity that just so happened to be started by Justin Verlander, and not Justin Verlander's charity. I want it to transcend me. I think there's a need for this and a space for this, and I think it can help and reach a lot of people, and that's the ultimate goal. And hopefully, when I'm done and long gone, this thing is still going and helping people across the country.
And it's not about losing a leg or losing an arm. It's about your mind and the terrible toll that it takes. And we hear about so many veterans who take their own lives out of this desperation.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously when it's too late. You know, we hear about the suicide rate and the number of veterans that commit suicide every day. It's an extraordinary number, but you know, by the time they get there, it's too late. Not that it's too late. You always can help a veteran, no matter what. But you don't ever want to see it get to that point. And I think if we have a better initiative in the
beginning, in the prevention business,
exactly, prevent it from getting that far. Intervene as soon as they come home. Have a better process. I think we're heading in that direction. And I think there's a lot more information and help that's out there. And really, I think it boils down to people caring. And you know, when you care, you're more willing to commit your time. You're more willing to do the things that are necessary to truly help someone, not just say you help them or provide them drugs or, you know, all of the kind of
Band-Aids.
Eyewash. Yeah.
How much money have you raised?
I don't have a firm number on that. You know, I know...
Over a million.
Well, yeah, that's what I put into it. you know, I haven't focused on the number. I think right now we're trying to do a good job partnering with the right organizations and finding the right partnerships to really grow this thing. And along the way, I think we're going to start doing more fundraising stuff in the near future. Which obviously I would love many people that would like to be a part of because it's for a great cause. But I think we got to get the we've done some fundraising stuff along the way, but most importantly I think is laying the proper groundwork and foundation to have this thing be what it should be.
How many times have you cried in the last 6 years?
Oh man, that's a tough question, man. I'm not some machismo guy that says he doesn't cry. I have cried, but I definitely haven't counted.
I'm sure it's been many and been very worthwhile. People can dedicate a virtual poppy flower for a veteran at poppyinmemory.com. How cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. You know, again, it circles back to just caring and helping and remembering. And, you know, these are all... small shows of support that mean something. You know, you don't necessarily have to start your own foundation or do something huge. It's the little things that add up.
Where does this rank amongst all of your achievements as Justin Verlander?
You know, I think that's a question for years in advance. You know, I think that's a question that's going to have to be revisited. And this charity is not yet where I envision it or want it to be. You know, I keep pushing and trying to grow it and help as much as I can. And hopefully what I envision comes to fruition. And this thing is, you know, helping numerous people across the country. And so...
What a feeling that is, but what a feeling it is to know that you're helping people that you may not even know personally.
Very much so, you know, and you know, like I said, it's something that I feel connected to. I feel connected to all these men and women because I don't take for granted what I have here at home.
If people want to help you with the Wins for Warriors Foundation, what can they do? What would you like?
Go to winsforwarriors.org, go to my website, justinverlander.com. There's ways that they can donate. There's ways they can get involved. I'm going to be putting some memorabilia up to auction off. You know, if you want to get involved, visit those websites, and there's many different ways you can help.
Your passion and your commitment seems as strong for this as it is for pitching, and that this is going to be a legacy of yours as much as you're pitching, and that's a tall statement.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, you talk about baseball and the future and the Hall of Fame and leaving a legacy. Those are all things that I want to do with this organization as well. So yeah, it's very similar to my passion.
So that'll do it for Justin Verlander and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.